Kiro. Wake up. Wake up, Kitsune Gold, Yoko.
How long have we been in captivity?
Wake up, Kitsune Red, Miko.
Hey, who ordered the creepy voice?
And wake up, Kitsune Orange, Aiko.
Gotta say, room service here blows.
Hey, Yoko asked you a question. How long have we been in captivity?
Oh, I don't know. A couple of days, weeks, perhaps even months. It's hard to say, but don't worry. You'll serve your purpose soon enough.
Foxes, Transformation Time, Kitsune, Part 2 of 4. Narita International Airport, Chiba, Japan.
Finally off that plane!
14 hours of flying, coach!
I don't know what you're all upset about. I feel fine. Clearly Mr. Whistler does too.
That's cause Mr. Whistler flew in first class. And you took out all your frustrations on those terrorists on the plane before I could.
My urge to kill multiple people on board had to go somewhere, didn't it?
And just to make things even more unfair, you slept like a baby for the rest of the flight.
Are you okay at least, Miss Galford?
Just a headache, but nothing major. All thanks to the actual baby on board who slept like an actual baby.
In other words, it woke up every couple of hours on the flight screaming its head off!
Now, all that screaming you just did, that's not healthy. And really, it's an overreaction, don't you think?
Overreaction?
Certainly. You'll never be free of this if you insist on treating these sessions as torture.
That's brainwashing. That's not better.
Of course it is. And the sooner you accept this generous brainwashing, the better off you'll be.
I've got a place you can shove that brainwashing, you please.
More generous brainwashing it will be then.
Inari Corporate Headquarters, Tokyo, Japan.
As CEO of Inari Corporation, I, Kenji Zaibatsu, humbly welcome you to Nihon itself, and to our new partnership.
We work closely with the Japanese government to bestow your team with all the backing and resources you will ever need. Superpowered suits with helmets, an arsenal of weapons, and giant fox-shaped mecha, of course.
Oh, of course. What team would be without them?
Ours, I thought.
Dori-san, I was under the impression you had briefed your team on the resources available to you.
Dori hasn't briefed us on much about this. So we're supposed to take the place of the local fighting team, weird robot arsenal and all?
Yes. They have been reported missing in action since the most recent kaiju attack, leaving this nation vulnerable to further attacks. As Kitsune's weapons and resources are still intact, we merely require qualified fighters to fill in for them until they can be found. Your team leader has accepted this task on your behalf.
Our leader?
Did you know about this, Miss Galford? Mr. Whistler?
Well...
Guys, come on! Let me have this!
Alright, fine. But we do things our way.
I don't know, Yuki. How often do we get to play with giant robots?
I prefer hand-to-hand or any improvised weapon I can put in somebody's eye socket.
we'll still be able to do hand-to-hand combat. And now we'll have giant machines!
And an unlimited budget!
Actually, our budget will not be unlimited. I regret to inform you that there have been cutbacks, and you'll be working with a third of the budget.
I have every confidence you'll be fine, and the resources still available to you are state-of-the-art and infallible.
You heard him, Asaki. We gotta get him out of here.
Yes, of course. Mina, isoide. This is unusual. This has seldom happened before.
Wait. What do you mean? Seldom.
One, two, three, pull!
Ow, my foot!
Our dignity.
Oh, come on, it wasn't that bad, was it?
Kitsune Gold, are you experiencing problems with your helmet?
Not really. I've got it. Just, you know, the release button. Oh, it's kind of malfunctioning.
Wasn't so bad, huh, Kitsune Gold?
I'll admit there are a few bugs to work out, but you have to admit this is amazing.
A few bugs? How long has this outfit been doing this again?
6 months, on nearly a weekly basis. Repairs between each battle are extensive and costly, but you have my word, the difficulties you are having with the equipment will be patched soon.
That's the word of the Inari Corporation, right?
Of course.
Even the simulator?
And by that, she means the death trap of a simulator.
Surely that is an exaggeration, but very well.
And the blasters that veer to the right?
Ah, is that a new bug? I'll add that to the list. Are there any more items to add to the...
A monster has been sighted? On screen! I've always wanted to see that.
Guys? Is that a raccoon? A giant raccoon? A freaking cute giant raccoon?
It appears to be a tanuki, a raccoon from folklore wreaking vengeance upon the-
I want to pet the giant monster!
Even knowing it's projecting sonic blasts by slamming together its comically large tesser-
Honestly? Not a deal breaker.
You might have something there. But as much as I also want to pet the giant raccoon, we are Kitsune, and we have a mission.
Oh yeah, I forgot you were in charge.
The city needs us. Kitsune-o needs further repairs, so we'll go on the Kitsune Tails. There are motorcycles for just such an occasion.
Wait, Dory, why didn't you tell me I just joined a biker gang? That's awesome!
Yes, it's all Sugoi. You see? Kitsune, let's go!
Yeah, one question. What are we supposed to do to that raccoon monster once we get there?
You've been listening to episode 2 of Fox's Transformation Time, Kitsune, written by David Ellis and produced by Thomas DJ, Chris Honeywell, and Nicole Tomte. Sound design by Chris Honeywell. Music by Carl Casey at White Bat Audio. Additional music by Chris Honeywell. Performed by the Akadeka Ganagon Theater Works. Casey Shaw was Kitsune Gold. The Mocha Wizard was Kitsune Red. Pamela Jean Agalus was Kitsune Orange. Sarah Palmero was Yuki. Claire Void was Sally. Vanessa Van Zare was Dory. Nicole Tomte was Sultry 80s Voice and Friday Galford. Thomas DJ was Buck 50 and Mr. Whistler. Cambry Varner was The Voice. Eugene R. Hendricks was Kenji Zaibatsu. Tim Price was Osaki. As always, you can contact us at atwinfo@gmail.com and join the conversation in the ATW Discord. You can find the invite at atwtheater.blogspot.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.
One thing we can do. The Kitsune Tails are equipped with a Misairu Shower system.
Missile shower?
Is that like a baby shower, but more heavily armed?
It's a missile propulsion system. One press of this button, and missiles fly out from the motorcycle, blanketing the target in explosions.
Wow. Oh yeah, I agree, Mr. Whistler. That's even better than a heavily armed baby shower. Slightly.
Well, do it fast.
Misairu Shower, launch!
Oh, of course.